T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg News Autos reporter David Welch. GM's Cruise self-driving cars had to be recalled, dozens of them had to be recalled, and their software updated following an accident that happened on the streets of San Francisco. It happened the day after the company was given permission to start charging fares for picking up customers. I should also mention that you have written a book on GM called Charging Ahead that comes out on September 20th. David, let's start with the accident. What happened?
So you had a guy in a Toyota Prius speeding, going 40 and a 25. So he was found at fault for that. But the problem is, for GM and for Cruise, its car basically stopped in the middle of making a left. And what GM said later after this investigation with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration was, and they disclosed this themselves, what they said was, there was sort of a glitch isn't the right word, but in the programming, the self-driving car kind of froze in the intersection. So you had a combination of somebody driving too fast, maybe a bit recklessly, and then you had a car that didn't exactly know how to do that or deal with that. And so the Prius ended up clipping the Cruise robo-taxi, and there was a safety driver in the Cruise car. Both drivers had minor injuries, but they were okay. But with self-driving cars, these things always become an incident, and then people want to look into what's going on and what's the problem.
Well, as an observer, you're right. You look at these things and you say, well, you got to work the bugs out in the beginning. But as a prospective user, you say, well, that's not inspiring a whole lot of confidence.
Yeah, look, it raises questions as we get to the stage where companies want to start actually charging for services and running services with the public, where maybe the cars drive more conservatively than people do. You're not going to see a Cruise vehicle or a Waymo vehicle going 40 and a 25. But can they react when human motorists are doing bad things to avoid the accident? And I think that's kind of what happened here. The car didn't know how to deal with that. And that is something that people, for all of our faults, more or less know how to do. We're taught at some point in driver's ed, defensive driving. My father used to tell me with making the same kind of left turn that that this Cruise vehicle was trying to do is, assume that someone's going to drive too fast coming through that intersection. And let them, if someone's being aggressive, let them have the road. Just, let them do their thing, and you avoid the wreck and go on your way.
Yeah. Like I was taught, don't assume everybody out there is a safe, conscientious driver. And that's hard to teach a vehicle, even with AI, right?
That's right. In fact, defensive driving is basically assume they aren't a safe driver. Assume they aren't giving you the right of way, even if it's yours. And, just think of the millions of different situations you can come up with in traffic. To be fair, I'm surprised we haven't seen more accidents and accidents of a more serious nature, given the number of vehicles from Waymo and GM and Ford and other startups that are out there on the road.
Yeah.
But we have seen some things, and clearly there are bugs to work out before, these things can go prime time. Cruise had the other incident where a dozen vehicles stopped in an intersection in San Francisco and hemmed in other motorists. And now all of this stuff is happening from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. They're driving in wee hours of the night. So I think this does get more tricky when you start to deploy these cars out on the road in more primetime hours where there's heavier traffic.
Yeah.
The accident may have actually happened during daytime hours because there was a safety driver in the vehicle, but the incident with the intersection happened in the wee hours of the night because they were actually running robo-taxi services with it.
Sure. I do see the Waymo vehicles out in the wee hours of the morning sometimes when I'm coming to work. All right. Let me ask you this last question in about 30 seconds. How close is GM to putting the Cruise into service?
Well, it's in service. They got permission from the California Public Utility Commission in June. It was the day before that accident, as a matter of fact. And they in their second quarter earnings, GM reported $25 million in revenue for Cruise.
Mm.
So, yeah, now, you know, they lost a lot of money because their startup costs and that sort of thing. It'll be a while before it's profitable. But sure, they brought in $25 million in revenue. And you know, they're out there charging fares with the public. So if you want to drive it, you know, if you want to ride it 10 p.m. or 3 a.m. or something like that, you can get one from Cruise. Yeah, this is a going concern. It's just early days in terms of the technology and the service and when it's available. But self-driving cars are basically here.
Yeah, they're next. All right, David, thank you very much. We appreciate your insights on this. That's Bloomberg News auto reporter David Welch. He has a book on GM called Charging Ahead. It comes out on September 20th. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.